Directly ahead of us in the canal lay the walled platform where the Finice stored its cement mixers and other equipment. We drew up alongside the mural of the Finice that had been painted on the plywood enclosure. De Luigi came out from under the felze and stood up. He was holding a can of red paint and a paintbrush. He looked up and down the Grand Canal. "Does anybody see a police boat?" "Not yet," said Zucchetta. He and the gondolier at the stern swirled their oars to steady the gondola and keep it close to the mural. De Luigi dipped his brush into the paint. Then, as he lifted his hand, he looked at me. "You know so much about the fire," he said. "Where were the first flames seen?" "Front facade, upper left window," I said. With broad strokes, De Luigi painted great tongues of brilliant red flames coming out of the window on the upper left. Then he painted them in the middle window, then the right. A water taxi coming up behind us made a wide turn and pulled up next to us so that its party-going passengers could get a better look. "Bravo, fantastico," they called out. De Luigi turned and bowed. The wash from the taxi struck the gondola amidships and sent us rocking. Paint sloshed out of the can but fell into the water as De Luigi regained his balance. Then he turned and went back to work. He painted flames in the ground floor windows and the main doorway. Then he continued until all the portals on the front facade were filled with flames. They matched the flames painted on his dinner jacket. De Luigi's flaming jacket and the mural with its flaming windows had become an ensemble work of art. He was the torch setting the painted Fenice on fire. Two more boats pulled up, then another, and another. The gondola bobbed and pitched amid sounds of laughter, applause, idling motors, and sloshing water. De Luigi kept on painting. He was now standing in front of a cutaway view of the foyer and the Apollonian rooms, painting wherever his brush would reach. As he was painting flames on the ceremonial stairway, the mural was suddenly illuminated by a pulsing blue light. A police boat nosed through the flotilla around us. De Luigi, very much aware of its arrival, went on painting. "What are you doing?" one of the policemen shouted. De Luigi turned around, the incriminating paintbrush in one hand, the paint can in the other. "I'm telling the truth," he said with triumphant defiance. "The architect's commission for the new Fenice came out of the flames. I am turning his rendering into an honest statement." "Oh, it's you, maestro," the policeman said. "Well, are you going to arrest me?" De Luigi asked. "Arrest you? Again?" "I have vandalized this mural," said De Luigi. "I'm not sure I'd call it that." "Am I not a public nuisance?" De Luigi looked bewildered.
"During carnival, maestro, everyone is a public nuisance. The rules are different. Come back and do this again next week. Then maybe we'll arrest you."